Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Well, apparently the Bologna meat seltzer is real. He thinks it's basically canned hot dog water with alcohol in it. That sounds horrible.
Gross. I think that's a Limp Bizkit album.
Canned hot dog water, right? Yeah. Right. And the starfish and the lucky
that
starfish.
Sounds like Section 8 cider.
That's nasty, man. The Maker's with us. He's at the Funny Bone Friday and Saturday. Yeah, you were telling me you got a corporate. In Florida. Oh, go ahead. Tell me.
No. Well, I was going to tell you. I'm at the Funny Bone
Friday and Saturday in Omaha.
And then Tony, you might know these people, Nick. Tony Geis is going to MC me.
Nice.
On Friday, and then I've worked with this guy. He's hilarious. Jason Regan is going to be there Saturday.
Jason, he was with you guys when you were in Columbus, right?
He killed it. And then William Allen's going to do the Late Show. And then shout out to all my homies from Omaha, Heather Jones and Austin Andersons and Reese and Nick. And there's a lot of funny people here.
Yes, there is. And come out and see the Maker this weekend if you're in the area. Nick will be in Beatrice.
Yes, Cabo Bar, Friday night.
Friday night.
8 p.m.
Beatrice.
And also, you told us off the air that you got a gig that you do every year. That's a
the red hot ladies.
Well, hold
the
it.
Red
that
hot
was
ladies.
That was a Freudian.
Yeah, yeah. I go there and I get some prune tang.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but I.
You just encourage
it. Do you say prune tang on the stage?
Prune tang.
Which with them?
Oh yeah, okay. They love it. They unplug their oxygen. Well, and then have a smoke.
Here's a story.
That's funny.
Pussy told me the story off the air about the prune tang line, but Puss almost got some prune tang in Wichita.
Not really.
No. The red hat ladies wanted to bang.
Well, they
Puss.
Would have been down for it if I was. Okay. I wasn't.
We were taught. We got down to Wichita to visit our home.
Such a snob.
T95, and we're staying in a hotel down by the airport. And Todd and I are up in our room. Puss is downstairs working out. And you're walking home. You're walking back from the gym, and the red hat ladies are all over.
There was a conference there, a convention or something.
A lot of prune tang everywhere.
And there were like three or four of them that were leaving. The pool was right next to the fitness center.
And I'm guessing Puss was a young age of about 30 at the time. You hot
ish.
Piece of ass.
Something around there.
Yeah, here's a young boy walking through the hallway after a workout.
Right, in their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
They leave the pool the same time I leave the gym, and they're walking up the hall in front of me. And I walk fairly quickly.
Right.
And so I think they must have heard my footsteps or something.
Right.
And one of them turns around, looks at me, and says, "Oh, this young guy is behind us, just the way I like it." Excuse me.
And your wiener crawled up inside you, right?
Yeah.
At that point?
Yeah. Hasn't come out yet.
Or her.
A little prune tang. But you said Jackie Mason, of all people.
He recommended me.
He recommended you. That's cool. That's really cool.
I don't know why. I'm a world famous comic. You're a Nazi bastard.
You probably didn't do that in front of him, hopefully.
No.
He wouldn't have recommended you then.
Jackie Mason was the coolest dude.
So was he a good guy in person?
He was
man?
A great guy. Oh. One night he called me.
Yep.
Gary, Jackie Mason, I'm over my head.
First of all, he has to say it's Jackie Mason with his voice. What he calls you is crazy.
Yeah, you go. Gary, Jackie Mason.
Right.
I'm over my head. I got two broads. I need some Viagra. And so I got him some.
Yeah.
And I go down to the Hyatt, and he's in the lobby. I throw it to him, and he catches it, and he goes, "Oh, I ask you for one favor. You're one for one. I ask you for all my favors."
I ask you for all my favors. That's a funny line. What's up, Craig?
Oh, you didn't offer to take care of one of them?
Huh?
He didn't offer you one?
No, No.
I don't like women.
I can only disappoint people one at a time anyway.
Was on this date in 1984.
Don't sell yourself short. Yeah. You could disappoint several at one time, I'm sure.
On this date in 1984, Tommy Lee of Motley Crue fame married Candace.
Don't remember her.
It lasted a month.
I know she was hot.
She didn't have a last name at the time?
She may have.
I love these marriages with celebrities that last a month. You didn't have much in with regular people. I mean, people get along, but celebrities could go, "Yeah, I got money, I got time, I'm going to fly here and just divorce you now." You know, I'm sure a lot of people wanted to be divorced after a month.
Yeah,
but fed up with after a month? That you're like, "I'm out."
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's not doing your homework.
Yeah,
totally.
Classic example.
Exactly.
A month. That's a silver month. Anniversary in right. California.
Dollar Tree says they're going to be raising their prices to $1.25.
Are they going to change the name?
They should.
To Thanks Brandon?
Yeah.
They say the price hike has more to do with product offerings than the inflation.
Huh?
Better quality stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still going to be full of crap.
It is crap.
Not a whole lot better, but a little. A little better quality stuff.
I don't think I've ever actually been in one into a Dollar Tree. Not that I have. I just don't.
No, but here's
what do you buy there?
You go to any small town, and there's the Family Dollar. There's stores like this, and people bitch about, they ran John out of business. And then they go into that store, and they buy stuff.
But I'm going to know.
Any small town, USA.
Right. Any small town, that is their Walmart.
Right, okay, the Dollar Tree.
Okay. Yeah, but they complain that they lost his job because of it. But let's go buy some stuff from there anyway.
Well, if it's like my hometown, they just got a Family Dollar, one of those. But it's the only place in town to like buy food.
Anything, got it, okay.
Like, there's no grocery store anymore, so they really, unless you want to go 20 minutes in any one of three directions.
Everything's on a dollar there then, is it?
No, I don't think
dollar
so.
$1.25.
Well, there is a
buck and a quarter.
Isn't there a store called Everything's 99? Isn't there a store that actually everything is that what it says it is?
Yeah, everything's a dollar.
That's it. Everything's a dollar is a dollar, right?
Still?
Yeah. It might have changed, but I think that's the one you're thinking about.
It's just better to be like Five Below.
Right.
You know, like that company. Under 100 bucks.
How about you, Nick? Every time you hear dollar, you're just thinking rodeo burger, aren't you?
Well, they don't have that at the Family Dollar or the Dollar Tree.
No. Have you thought of going for like a quality rodeo burger? Because,
I've had those.
A place like a Tap House could make you a quality rodeo burger.
What is a rodeo burger?
It's an onion ring and barbecue sauce. Mm. Otherwise, it's known as a burger. Yeah. But if you put an onion ring on it and barbecue sauce, that makes it rodeo.
Cheese? Okay. Is there cheese on there?
Generally, cheese. The dollar one does not have cheese.
It's
a dollar.
That would be a rodeo cheeseburger.
50 cents extra or something?
It is a dollar. And you're all for the deals, right? Okay.
And if you want to do a rodeo,
it's convenient. I drive right by it on the way home.
I know.
But I have been at like an actual burger place and gotten a rodeo burger. Yeah, there's something magical about it.
But that's not a dollar, though.
No.
I get the dollar thing.
You could probably get the cheeseburger for a dollar and a quarter.
Yeah. But it's not a dollar.
Not a big fan of the cheese at Burger King.
Really?
Nick's got a really refined palate.
Right.
He doesn't like the food, the cheese at Burger King.
More of a cheddar guy, not really an American guy.
It's weird.
What a snob.
I mean, if it came with blue cheese on it, maybe I'd eat it.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Because of a staffing shortage for Friday's game, Iowa State is unable to provide full concession services. So fans are allowed to take their own food.
It's a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
You can bring in food. You can pack your own snacks for the Iowa State football game.
Well, since they're not selling any.
Sure. Otherwise, they'd have to pay people to work the concession stand.
That's it. Okay. Nobody wants to work holiday weekend, so they're not going to pay anybody.
They're
pay
probably,
people.
Yeah, they're probably volunteers.
Major football programs make a fortune.
Yeah.
A fortune.
You're going to have drunk people pouring into the stadium from the tailgate with like trays of burgers and giant casserole dishes.
Todd is right. Don't want to make this a whole big bit about paying people, but that's what it's about. Pay people. Pay people.
That's what all this is about.
Right.
You're from Pennsylvania. What's the big amusement park there that has all the old rides and stuff? And
well, Hershey Park's
that's
a big
Hershey
one.
Park, no, yeah. Another one.
Oh, Nobles.
Nobles,
yeah.
And
yeah,
they have volunteers and stuff.
They have volunteers?
Amish ladies are there with their pie. Yeah. Ooh, slice of pie. Yeah. Can you build a barn?
Pay the people, man.
We had why just today? Have they been dealing with this throughout the entire season?
No, it's holiday weekend.
No. Friday?
Holiday weekend.
Right, because you might have to throw them a little extra on a holiday weekend.
Right. Who are they playing? Who's Iowa State playing, Craig?
I don't know.
Who is a rivalry game? Everybody tries to pick a team at the end of the season that they kind of who's Iowa State playing?
They always play Iowa earlier in the season.
That's right away. Yeah.
Oh, TCU.
Okay.
Big rivalry.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, for TCU, it's a thing because it's whether or not they go to a bowl game.
Got it.
What's that? What's a bowl game?
Yeah, to win six games.
After the season.
If you ever root for a decent program,
right?
You know what that is.
It's got to be tough to win six.
A bunch of those.
It's not really. It's not that tough at all.
Those rivalry games have pretty much gone away.
Well, true, but
no, because I just saw a promo yesterday.
Depends on the teams. These people changing conferences, and they end up being with somebody nobody cares about at the end of the season.
Yeah, like Saturday, you got Georgia Tech, Ohio State, Michigan, Texas Tech, Baylor.
There's a bunch of them. Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
You got Florida State, Florida.
And the longest running college football rivalry trophy in all the land.
Arizona State.
The Territorial Cup. Goes back to 1647.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We'll paint your mountain, you paint ours.
Yeah. Right.
The longstanding Wyoming-Hawaii rivalry.
Yeah.
That's going on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, those states always hate each other.
They have.
Neighbors.
Oregon State.
Hawaii and Wyoming's a rivalry.
There's still a bunch of the people that stay.
They're in the same conference.
Oh, okay.
You did go to Arizona State, didn't you, Manker?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is the College of Dumb Dumbs.
You and Todd went to Arizona State.
Apparently, you get dumber if you graduate. I got out in time.
Before you got dumber at Arizona State?
Yeah. When you graduate Arizona State, they send you to Scottsdale Community.
For your graduate program?
Yeah.
Got it.
Now, to dumb you down a little bit.
And they are the Fighting Artichokes.
Yes.
Oh, Scottsdale University? Yeah. They are, really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's a great mascot. Yeah.
They probably win six games, Nick.
Yeah.
No. I'd like to see the Artichokes coming over the hill fighting the Wichita State Shockers.
The Shockers and the Artichokes.
Wheat versus Artichoke.
There you go.
Who wins that one?
There are no other vegetable battles, are there?
No, not really.
Corn Huskers, that's corn.
Sure.
Yeah.
But who are they battling, you know?
Nobody. Themselves?
Yeah, mostly themselves.
And history and the weight, the weight of expectations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there other plant matter nicknames?
I don't know.
Corn, wheat. We cover it all.
Corn, wheat, and the and artichokes. Right. Puss is Googling that. I can hear his fingers moving. You off the Red Hat Lady page?
It took me a minute.
Leave that window open.
Red Hat Lady wanted butt section, Puss. No. And he turned her down. Well, he told us he turned her down.
No, she just wanted to watch him walk around campus.
We were not with him at that time. He might have went to her room.
Just keep
what are
walking,
these things?
Son.
They're not hanging at your knees.
We all have regrets, puss.
She was just offering it up, saying you didn't have to look at her.
Yeah.
No,
that's right. Doggy, no face.
Oh.
No. She just wanted
they might turn around.
Wanted to gander at that sweet ass.
Yeah.
She wanted to walk up and down the hall. For
any
a
more colleges
that
we pay?
No, I'm not finding anything.
Okay.
And remember, that was the second time that was after we'd been there during the lunch lady convention.
The lunch lady one, though, there were some younger lunch ladies at the bar that weren't bad looking.
You got laid at the lunch lady convention, didn't you, puss?
Yeah. They were Wichita Airport bar hot.
Yep, they were. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay. What is that? A six? Seven?
Narrowed
still
down.
Said hot.
Wichita Airport bar hot? I would say six or seven, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actor Steve Burton is being fired from General Hospital after three decades.
You'd recognize this guy. I don't watch the show, but I know exactly who he is. I see him all the time.
His character is Jason.
Why are they firing him?
Because he's a dumbass.
Oh, I know that. But
he won't get a vaccine.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're on a set acting and you're close contact with people, including kissing them, and you're not getting a vaccine.
How long has he been on that show?
Three decades.
Since 1991.
God. But he knows better. He did his own research, right?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
He was denied religious and medical exemptions since there's no religious exemptions.
No, there's not.
I mean, once you get locked into that job, that is the most
stupid.
Secure acting job on TV, you think?
That's why people do it for years, right?
Yeah. Weren't we just talking about some actor who got killed off of one and then they just brought the same guy back as a different character?
They do that all the time.
That's job security.
So he's not going to, nobody else is going to call him and say, unless maybe some COVID dinner theater is going to say, listen, we all got COVID. Go over and do dinner theater here.
Scott Baio will call him.
Yeah. He's not going to work anywhere else. What a dumbass. But he showed them. Right, Craig?
Yeah.
He showed them.
Well, him and Rittenhouse can do a one-act play at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. I'm sure they're good.
They're both good at fake crying.
That's for sure.
Several people taking target practice are looking at charges after an explosion in Delaware. Authorities say they placed a binary exploding rifle target, or an explosive mixture, Tannerite. We've heard about that stuff. Inside of a car in a farm field in Middletown, then opened fire. The explosion from the so-called sonic boom target could be heard for miles. They sent debris flying over a 3-acre radius.
Wow. Whoa.
Much dynamite there, Butch.
All of those idiots have been identified and criminal charges are pending.
Sorry for the reference.
1,000-pound bomb.
Now, we had a guy send us some, it wasn't that particular chemical you mentioned, but
Tannerite.
We had a guy that sent us a video years ago, a couple months back.
It was tannerite. It was a fridge full of tannerite.
And they put it in the middle of their field somewhere in Nebraska, and they had the video, they sent it to us.
Well, we got that was running around the internet. That was just a viral video.
Oh, I thought it was a guy that actually did it.
No,
who
no.
sent us one?
No, the classic one is the guy shoots the fridge, and it comes flying back at him.
Yeah, that's
a portion of it, and if he doesn't duck behind the tree, it's killing him.
It was the door.
Yeah.
The door blew off and came right back at him. But we got the last time Craig brought this stuff up, we got a call from a guy who basically did exactly that, remember?
Right. Yeah.
Him and his buddies filled up a car,
took him out of nowhere,
they started hearing like the helicopters coming, like, hey, we got to go.
Yeah.
They got away with it. But that's basically the same story.
Now, you've been, you make your off season home in the Kearney area, right? So what happens out there? Nebraska is full of, nothing.
Oh,
on
the corner of Meth and Main Street. Freaking goobers.
They just changed the name to Meth and Main Street.
Hey, did you hear? Herbster's coming to town.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I know. Aren't you playing Kozad? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Herbster, he wants to build a wall between Kozad and Kearney. That's what he's running on.
We have a guy, if it could be anybody worse than Ricketts, it's this guy coming up.
You know,
proud.
He puts it in his advertisement. He says, appointed by Trump.
Yeah, oh, he's just,
you're appointed by a guy who's been impeached 2 times, has a large orange head,
it's
almost killed us.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, let's vote for you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, his commercials are horrible in this
state. Give the people what they want.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time to give thanks.
Yeah.
for Herbster and Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. There'd be no comedy without you.
Yeah,
thank you for coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy out of Knoxville, Tennessee, looking at charges, including especially aggravated kidnapping. He pointed an AK.
They called it especially aggravated?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I've never heard that phrase before.
No, I thought aggravated, aggravated was actually enough, but this guy was more than that. Especially aggravated.
This one's really bad.
Aggravated, I guess. Yeah. That's what it says here.
That's like almost horrible.
I know.
Yeah.
He pointed his AK-47 at employees of the Little Caesars, demanding that his pizza be made faster.
Well, hold it. What'd they do, though? You're allowed to do that now. There's no consequences, remember?
Well,
did he feel threatened?
Yeah.
After being told that it would take 10 minutes to make his pizza, Charles Doty Jr. became angry, then demanded free breadsticks.
Oh.
He left the store.
He's got
returned
a point.
With the AK-47, demanding the pizza immediately. Another person in the store had just gotten their pepperoni pizza. She handed it to him. Here, just take this one.
I'm giving my pizza too.
Take this one. Mine's done. You can have mine.
The employees are like, come on, just shoot me. I work at Little Caesars. Hit me in the name tag.
He also prevented an employee from leaving the restaurant after his work shift.
Just shoot me. I work at
Little Caesars. That's kidnapping.
Oh, it is kidnapping.
And so he had fled the scene by the time police arrived.
And he left with no pizza.
No,
he got the other one?
I guess. Yeah. She at least, you know, gave it to him.
You know, 10 minutes is a long time for Little Caesars.
Oh, so
you can't
found
bring your gun in there.
He's still at large?
Well, last I heard.
But in current, that could still be a 3-day deliberation by some jury.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. What'd they do? Next thing you know, you're not allowed to bring your gun and point at people when you want your pizza.
You know, I don't like waiting for pizza.
Yeah.
Not guilty.
Right. 3 days into deliberations. Not guilty.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.